This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 11th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is bright across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies while Jerusalem sees mild temperatures, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Now, here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, there's a growing call in Lebanon for negotiations with Israel. Christian, Sunni, and Shiite leaders express frustration with Hezbollah and seek a sovereign agreement. Also, I-24 News reports that missiles were launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight, linked to the IDF's Operation Roaring Lion, which targeted 4,000 sites. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, voices in Lebanon are increasingly demanding a move towards peace with Israel, aiming to reduce Iranian influence. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, is recovering from severe injuries after an airstrike earlier today. And finally, Ynet reports that Turkey has indicted Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and other officials seeking long sentences over the Gaza flotilla incident. Reaction has been swift on social media. The IDF spokesperson announced minutes ago that over 200 Hezbollah targets were hit in the last 24 hours. The Air Force continues to target infrastructure, supporting ground efforts. Meanwhile, Middle East underscore 24 shared that Turkish authorities have arrested 12 people linked to an attack on the Israeli consulate in Istanbul, as reported earlier today. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, emphasized earlier that terrorist groups do not represent the people they claim to, highlighting regional complexities. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports that frustration is mounting among Lebanese leaders over Hezbollah's influence. They seek to establish their own path forward, independent of Iranian interference. This highlights a potential shift in regional dynamics. Turning to the missile strikes. According to I-24 News, the overnight attacks from Lebanon are a part of a larger IDF operation targeting Iranian-linked sites. This move underscores the ongoing tensions and the IDF's commitment to counter threats. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post discusses the condition of Iran's Mojtaba Khamenei. His injuries add uncertainty to Iran's leadership landscape following an airstrike that also resulted in fatalities. This could impact Iran's internal and external strategies. Finally, Ynet's report on Turkey's indictment of Netanyahu and others could strain Israeli-Turkish relations further. The legal pursuit over the flotilla incident reflects ongoing tensions between the two nations. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Ynet Business, traders are profiting significantly on poly market following accurate ceasefire predictions. This raises concerns about potential insider trading in volatile markets. Separately, CTEC reports Iranian hackers have accessed thousands of files from a former IDF chief's phone. This breach, claimed by a group linked to Iran, raises alarms about cybersecurity threats facing Israeli officials. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a new initiative by the Jewish Agency. The project supports 1,500 students in northern Israel, offering vital resources during challenging times. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.